It's time now for Sunday morning prayer time with Reverend Ed Lankford. Address correspondence to P.O. Box 991, Wilkesboro, North Carolina, 28697.
Good morning, friends, and thank you for joining me once again for Sunday morning prayer time. Yesterday, you and I started a journey. It's already the second day of January, and we're on a journey of 2011. And only God knows what lies ahead of each of us. I don't know about tomorrow, but I do know who holds tomorrow in the palm of his hand. And I do believe in the unseen hand that will lead us. So on your incredible journey that you're going to start for this year, only God knows how far you will go. Only God knows the circumstances that will come into your life and the things that lie ahead of you. So put your faith in him and have the most incredible year that you have ever had. But I felt like the Holy Spirit of God wanted me to tell you something as you start your journey. Pack your bags. Pack your luggage. That's the name of my message today. Pack your bags. Because there are some things that you're going to need along the way as you go through every day. As you go through the things that come and the things that go, the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs, the straight road and the curves, there are some things you need to have you can't find yourself without. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 19, Paul talks about putting on the whole armor of God, being fully dressed, being fully prepared for the incredible journey. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications in the Lord. Some things you're going to need to pack for your incredible journey that's coming up this year. He tells us that we are to clothe our bodies, our spiritual bodies, our physical bodies, with the whole armor of God. All of these pieces are essential. All of these pieces cover a particular part of your body that is vulnerable and susceptible to our enemy. I'm glad that he told us who our enemy is. It's the devil. It's he that fights against us, with principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. So in our spirit, the devil fights against us. But glory be to God, in the name of Jesus, we are not defeated, we are winners. In the name of Jesus, we are more than conquerors, Paul said in another verse. So glory be to God. 2010 is gone. We can't change one single thing about it. And if you're here today listening to me, that means that you and I both made it through that entire year. And now we start on another journey where the slate is wiped clean, where we can go ahead and do things that we know God wants us to do. And as we go out of your suitcase, please take the armor of God, the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand. In a few minutes, I'm going to talk about how God told Paul to progress this word stand and told us what we are to do. He said, put your loins, which is the middle part of your body, gird it with truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. He also said in another place that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The truth every time. Nobody can stand on a lie. The devil is the father of lies. He is the liar, and he will lie to you, and he will lie about you. But if you tell the truth, you girt yourself with the truth and say, I'm going to tell the truth, and I'm going to be truthful in everything that I do, then God will bless you, and you shall know the truth, and that truth shall set you free. The truth is that I was a sinner, unworthy to live, and ready to die. But the truth of the matter is that I could not save myself, but that God gloriously saved me one day. And I walk in truth. Anybody that tells a lie you know that if you tell one, they're going to follow about 12 or 13 more. Because as you take your story, it just becomes so false and so untruthful that you have to keep fabricating that lie. It's amusing sometimes to watch people that have been convicted of a crime and even put into prison and have done that crime and found guilty of that, but yet how they constantly make up things to say, "I didn't do it," and to make up things that says a lie that just leads on and on and on, when the truth of the matter is all that matters. And I know there are some that are in prison because they didn't do it, yes. But if you've done something, tell the truth. Confess it to God and live in truth. Because if you live in the truth, you won't have to worry about the lies or get caught up and trapped in the lies that come our way. And then he said, for your breastplate, your chest, make it the breastplate of righteousness. There's a little chorus that I've quoted many times that says, I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. But it's contingent upon something. A lot of people want to go to heaven, but there's a life to live. You've got to live right. If it lives right, looks right, acts right, then it's got to be right. Like they say about if it looks like a frog and acts like a frog and jumps like a frog, then it's bound to be a frog. But so, you've got to be right. There is no wrong time to ever do the right thing. Do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. There are two choices for man, right and wrong, good and evil, bad or truth. So choose to do right. That contingency of that song lies upon this next verse that says, if I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. You've got to live a right life. You've got to be righteous. You've got to be holy. You've got to be anointed by the blood and covered by the blood. And you've just got to be right. Because right is right. And it will lead you to the holy city of God. Wrong is wrong. And it doesn't matter how you get to that place that's lost. Wrong is wrong. So take the breastplate of righteousness, put it over your chest, and wear it proudly, and always, 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 always do the right thing, because it's the right thing to do. Then he said, for your feet, put on the preparation of the gospel of peace. Every one of us that is a Christian is a witness of God. Everywhere we go, everything that we do, everything that we're involved in should be to tell the good news of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, that Jesus saves. As you go on your journey, you're going to need some good shoes. And the shoes you need to wear for this incredible journey need to be shod and need to be prepared for that journey that lies ahead, for the gospel of peace. Everywhere you go, tell somebody about Jesus. In every circumstance you find yourself, let your feet be walking in the right way, spreading the gospel. And then he said, for the defense of your body, put the shield of faith out in front of you. Now, why do we need the shield? Because that's to defend us. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, he said, without faith, by faith, we believe in God, And without faith, it is impossible to please God. He said the reason that you need the shield to shield you and to fight off the fiery darts of the devil is that the devil will shoot from the left side, the right side, from behind you, from in front of you. He'll shoot at you the fiery darts, trying to find some place of you that's not covered by the armor of God, so that he might penetrate some untruth and some fiery dart to bring you down. But use the faith of God, faith that sees through the darkness, faith that forsakes all. I take Jesus Christ. I take him. Put your faith in him, because I guarantee you, somewhere along this incredible journey of 365 days, if God allows us, you and I, to have that, you're going to have to have faith. You're going to just have to believe. We walk by faith, not by sight. So there's going to come a day when you're not going to be able to see anything ahead of you. It's going to be very foggy spiritually, and your journey is going to seem to be fogged up, but you just keep on walking. There's going to be days when you pray for a promise and for an answer to prayer, and it doesn't come very quickly, but you still got to walk on and believe that God is going to answer that prayer. He said, take the shield of faith, and then take the helmet of salvation. That's over your head. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, then you are saved, and saved indeed. There's going to come a day this year when the devil is going to try to come up to you and say, you're not saved. If you're saved, you wouldn't be in this mess, or you wouldn't be acting this way. But devil, I was there when it happened, and I can take you to the place, and I can tell you the time, and I never shall forget the day when Jesus saved my soul. I know, yes, the way may get foggy, and there may be troubles and trials, and I may be struggling, because probably this year there's going to be a day when I will struggle. But as long as I've got that helmet of salvation covering my head that says I am saved, I am redeemed, I'm bought by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and I know that I know that I know that I know that I know, well, glory to God, I know that I know that I'm saved. I am saved. And if you're saved, you're saved. There's no ands, ifs, buts, either ors or neither nors that come after that. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. No ands, ifs, or any of those things. Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and know that you are saved. And then he said you need to take the sword of the Spirit. I just told you about the defensive item, the shield of faith. But he says you're going to need an offensive item, and that is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Can I tell you something that I know is probably going to happen to you this year? Somewhere along the way, somewhere along this incredible journey, there's going to come a day this year when you're going to need the Word of God. You're going to need the Bible. So you better pack it in your suitcase. You better read it every day. You better hold it close to your heart and claim its promises and read its stories and know its truths that it expounds, and be able to live by the Word of God. An old preacher preaching his last message held up the Bible and said, take this, it will get you home. The Bible is a book of promises, and you're going to need one of those promises this year. The Bible is a book of healing, And you're going to know somewhere along the way that Jesus heals. He still does. The Bible is a book of salvation. And you're going to need to confirm and know that Jesus saves. He still does. The Bible is a book about a future that we've got. A past that's behind us. A present that we live today, right here, right now. And a future that's worth looking forward to. Because the Holy Spirit just told me to tell you, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Now, like everybody else, I hope this year is better than last year. But I'm thankful to God for the year that God gave me last year. Oh, how He blessed me. I was so blessed. God was so good. So as I go on this incredible journey, and remember I told you at the very beginning, I don't know about tomorrow. I don't know if it's going to bring rain or sunshine. I do not know what major thing lies in front of me. I do not know what I'm going to encounter. I do not know what I'm going to lose or what I'm going to gain. But I do know who holds tomorrow. And He holds me in the palm of His hand. So you make sure you have that Bible close to you. That you can quote it and you can read it. Because you're going to need the Word of God. And then He says to pray always. Not pray once in a while or pray when you feel like it. But He said pray always in everything, in every day. You need to pray. Pray always and supplicate to God in the Spirit. And then He said to watch. Watch and pray. Jesus told His disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, Peter, James, and John, watch and pray. And they could not even stay awake an hour to pray with Jesus. And I believe that the Holy Spirit wants us to know today that we need to watch and pray. What are we watching for? Jesus is coming. What are we watching for? The devil to try to trick us. What are we watching for? Watch and pray. Jesus said, for the hour that the Lord comes, there are going to be foolish virgins who've let the fire and the lamp go out. In this story about the whole armor of God, Paul made a progression of the word stand. He first of all, he said, you need the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. That means that you can stand and face anything that comes your way. And you can stand in power and faith and in the might and in the Spirit of God. But then he said, you may be able to withstand. And that word withstand means that you have fought against all that the devil brings against you. Remember, he shoots fiery darts. And there is one place on our body that's not covered by the whole army of God, and that is our back. So if you turn and run, the devil's got a wide open back to shoot a fiery dart. Then he said, after you have stood, and after you have withstood, then having done all that you can do, stand. After you've done everything else and you don't know what to do next, after you've done all you know to do and you don't have the answer, just stand. And he said, fourthly, stand therefore. Just do it. Stand, withstand. Do all to stand and just stand there for. You're going to need your clothes. You're going to have your bags packed. You need to have your bags packed because you might be leaving any moment. Father, we thank you for the year that you have given to us. And as my nephew Willie, which is today his birthday, happy birthday, Willie, to you, says when he testifies at his church, I don't look back, I look forward. I'm not looking back, I'm looking forward. And I'm going to watch and pray, and I'm going to stand for God with the clothes of God, having all the armor of God on my body. God bless you. What an incredible journey we got this year.
You've been listening to Sunday Morning Prayer Time with the Reverend Ed Lankford. Address correspondence to Reverend Ed Lankford, P.O. Box 991, Wilkesboro, North Carolina, 28697. Be sure and join us next Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday Morning Prayer Time.